Chof Tes Tavis, January the 1st, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, the implications of Shishim Riboy.
The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon, Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. It's the Gemara's Erevin Davov Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing how you can make an Eruv over to cross over Rishus HaRabim. What the Erev is Be'etzem, it's Mechitzas, which are defining one Rishus. Rishus Ayochid. So now what happens if you have houses or Muvois on one side and you have Muvois on the other side and you want to cross over and make an Eruv to contain and cross over the Rishus HaRabim? Zog the Braise, Oise Tzuras HaPesach Mikan Velechi Vekoyer Mikan. You put a Tzuras HaPesach on one entrance of the Rishus HaRabim, you put a Lechi Vekoyer on the other entrance of the Rishus HaRabim, and with that you made the mechitza for the Rishus HaRabim, and it can be an Eruv. Zogt Chananya, Chananya, Oymer, it's a machlekes. Beishamai Oymerim, Oyse, Delas, Mikan, Vedelas, Mikan. You have to make dlosos, gates, doors to the street, and not only that, Ukeshu Yoytse, Venichnas, Noyel. The doors, the standard position of these gates, have to be closed. And when you enter and exit, you open it and you close it straight away. But Be'etzem Zogem Be'Shamai, the only way to make an Eruv over Rishus HaRabim is with Dlosois, which are Me'ulois, which are closed. Be'ez Hillel Oimim, Be'ez Hillel argue, and they say, Oyset Delas Mikan, Velechi Vekoyer Mikan. Be'ez Hillel say, we need one Delas on one side, and we need a Lechi Vekoyer on the other side. So Beis Hillel don't need two dlosos, and as well they don't mention that you need ne'ulos. The gates don't have to be shut. You need a delas on one side, and a lechi v'koyer on the other side. So Bekitza, this braisa tells us, the way to make an Eruv across Rishus HaRabim is either Tanna Kamma say, a lechi and a Tzuras HaPesach. Chananya says it's a machlekes b'shamay Beis Hillel. Be'Shamai say, you need two dlosos, which are be'etzem closed, unless you're going in or out. And Beis Hillel say, a delas on one side, and a lechi v'koyer on the other side. So the Gemara asks a question, v'Rishus HaRabim mi ma'arva. The Gemara's question is, can one make an Eruv across the Rishus HaRabim? V'Hotanya, we have a b'raisa, shteitim b'raisa, yese al kein oma ab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Misha hoyu lo shnei batim mishnei tzide Rishus HaRabim. He had two houses, he lived in both of the houses, and he wanted to cross the Rishus HaRabim to be able to carry from one house to the other house. So Zogt Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do? Oyse lechi mikan, he puts a lechi on one side of the Rishus HaRabim, velechi mikan, a lechi on the other side, oykoyre mikan, vekoyre mikan, venoyse, venoysen beemtza. All you need is a lechi, it's a big piece of wood, and you put it by this side of the Rishus HaRabim, and you put on the opposite side of the Rishus HaRabim, by each entrance to between these two houses, and Mamela, that is genug to make an Eruv over Rishus HaRabim. Zog de Chachomim, Omru Loi, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach. With two lechis, you can't make an Eruv. You can't cross Rishus HaRabim with two lechis. And the Gemara means to ask a question on Tanna Kamma and on Beis Hillel, therefore you can't make an Eruv across Rishus HaRabim without having two dlosos or one delas that's closed. And not like Tanna Kamma and not like Beis Hillel, because Tanna Kamma say a lechi and a Tzuras HaPesach, and Beis Hillel say one delas which doesn't have to be closed. So the Gemara says, maybe not, maybe Ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim bekachu deloy ma'arva, hobed loso is ma'arva. Maybe with a delas, you could make an Eruv. That means, where do you see here in the Chachamim that you can't make an Eruv across the Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says, no, v'omar abba b'abachona ma'ab yeichnon, Yerushalayim, ilmoled al seiseon in oleiz balaylo, chayovin oleo meshum Rishus HaRabim. Yerushalayim, the main road that went through Yerushalayim, was the Rishus HaRabim. And stating Gemara, that without dlosos, ne'ulois, which were closed, gates that were shut, at least by night, Mamela, it would be a Rishus Hayadim. And without that, so what do we see in the Gemara? So we see in the Gemara, and this is Taka the Maskonas Gemara, that without gates which are closed, one cannot be Ma'ariv Rishus Hayadim. The Gemara goes further, the Gemara says another Mashal, it was the same thing, the gates of Mechuza. So we have a stira, we have a memory for Rabbi Yochanan, which is a pshat in the Braisa, which tells us that you cannot make an Erev across the Rishus Hayadim. And then we have a Braisa earlier, which tells us, Keitzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Hayadim, and we say, Lechi Tzusa Pesach, Lechi Mitadeles, of a ganze Mahalach Vime Machta Erev in the Rishus Hayadim. So the Gemara says, Omar Ab Yehuda Hochi Ka Omar, Keitzad Ma'arvin Muvois Hamfuloshim L'Rishus Hayadim. That Avada on Avada, one cannot make an Erev across the Rishus Hayadim Deraisa without glossis. But, so what's the first Braisa discussing? The first Braisa Hamdlerai is how you make an Erev across a Mavui that's Mefulosh to Rishus Hayadim. Now if you look in Tosfos, the second picture of Tosfos is exactly this case. You have Rishus Hayadim running one way, you have Rishus Hayadim running parallel further down, and you have a Mavui which runs across the two Rishus Hayadims. So the people of the Mavui, if they want to get together, and they want to make, they don't want to cross the Rishus Hayadim, what they want to do is, they want to close their psochim, the openings, the entrance of their road, their little Mavui, they want to close off the entrance, and it shouldn't be Pasuach to Rishus Hayadim. So on that, Zog the Gemara, Zog the Yehuda, that's the Machloikas. That Tanakama say, if they want to close off the Mavui from being open to Rishus Hayadim, they put a Lechi on one side and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. Beis Hillel say, no, you need to have a Delos on one side, and Beis Hillel say you need a Lechi on one, a Delos on one side, and a Lechi V'Koyer on the other side. But Avada and Avada on Rishus Hayadim Mamash, one cannot make a cross Rishus Hayadim unless you have Dlosos which are closed. So the kids said the Maskonas are Gemara, and this is what blibes. Rishus Hayadim, you can only cut off and make an Eruv across Rishus Hayadim with a Delos that's closed. At least Balayla. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos later on in the page. If you need two Dlosos of the Rishus Hayadim, one on each side, or having one Delos which is closed that stops the flow of traffic on the Rishus Hayadim, and that is enough. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. But Lekula Alma, without a Delos that's going to cross the Rishus Hayadim, which is closed, which is Me'ulois, and the Pashtas is Balayla, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Samach Dalad, there's two days Lamaisa. If you need a closed Balayla, all you need is, it's able to be closed, and sometimes it's closed. You don't need every night it's closed. But Homir, without a Delos which is closed, you can't go across the Rishus Hayadim. So what's the first braisa talking about? The Gemara says, we're talking about a Mavui that connects two Rishus Hayadim, and you don't want to close off the Rishus Hayadim. What you want to close off is the entrance to the Rishus Hayadim. So the entrance to the Rishus Hayadim, the Stimas HaRishonim is, that like Tanakama, that all you need is a Lechi on one side and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. Lemaisa Rashi on Amud Aleph, Rashi says, what is a Rishus Hayadim? Rashi says, Rishus Hayadim mashma roichav sheish esrei amo. The first tanai is it has to be 16 amos wide. Ve'ir shematzuyin bashishim riboy, a city where it's found in it 600,000 people. And then Rashi says something else. Rashi says, "Ve'ein b'choyma, he doesn't have a wall. Oy, even if he does have a wall, shehoyo Rishus Hayadim shalom mechuvan mishal l'shay, sheyehei mefulosh doim l'digli midbar." So Rashi says that if it has a wall, it's a walled city like Yerushalayim, then you need it to be mefulosh doim l'digli midbar. It's mashman Rashi that by ein b'choyma, Rashi doesn't mention the tnai of mefulosh. Now, the kasha is obvious. that if the lomdus of why you need mefulash is because you have to be doimel digle midbar, digle midbar had nothing to do with yesh lam choyma. Digle midbar was ein lam choyma, and afal pikein you needed it was mefulash. So if you need mefulash at doimel digle midbar, then why does Rashi dafka say that you need mefulash umachuven mishal eshay only by yesh lam choyma? Va'oid, another shaila, the Gemara Shabbos, that Vav says that Muvoyis Hamfuloshim blives Rosh Hashanah. So we see in that Gemara that for a Mavui to be considered a road in the city, that's not a Stratia, it's not a Platia, to be considered Rosh Hashanah, it has to be Mefuloshim. And Rashi says over there, what does it mean? It connects two Stratias or it connects two Platias. That's what Rashi says on Shabbos that Vav. Oh, but, and Rashi doesn't say dafke by the Gemara is only talking about yesh lan choyma. The Gemara is even talking about ein lan choyma. And afal pi kein, the Gemara says you need muvois and fulashin. Lemaitz, if you look in the avodas hakodesh from the Rashba, on the bottom of the page Shom Shar Gimel, so the Rashba is soisam, and the Rashba says. Rashba says, "Ezoi hi reshus harabim ko mokam shoroichav yudvav amal yudvav amo." That's a platya, a square of yudvav amal yudvav amo. Umiskabtim sham bnei adam leschoyer velata sham tzorcheim keshvokim shebemedinois, like the marketplaces. Va'afal pishad losas hamedinin in olis balayla v'zui platya. V'chein hamuvois hamfuloshin upischeim mechuvonim ze keneged ze v'rechovim yudvav amo. So the Rashba doesn't say anything about yesh lam choyma. The Rashba says that mevoyis hamfuloshin needs to be mefuloshin pischein ze keneged ze. The entrance of the mavui is each Pesach one is opposite the other, and it needs to be mefulosh. Rashi is mashma davke yesh lam choyma. Beis Hashem, we'll get back to this. Lemaisa, Rashi says that what is a reshus hayavim? A city where in it has 600,000 people. Now if you look on Rashi Amad Beis, the end of the wide lines on top, Rashi says Yerushalayim, Rishus Arabim Shalom Mechuvan Mishal Lashar, Umefulash, it's Mefulash, Veyesh Bo Drisas Shishim Riboy. It has the Drisa, the Hiluch, you have 600,000 people walking in it. Which is mashma, that it's not enough to have in the city 600,000 people, but you need to have 600,000 people walking on the street. And lemaisa, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's on the back, it's on the last page from the booklet, Shin Mem Hei, Siv Zayin. So the first shita we'll get to is the Ramban. By the end of Siv Zayin, he says, V'yesh Oimrim, the Mechaber says, Shekol she'ein shishim riboy oivrim boy. Any street, any reshus, which doesn't have 600,000 people passing by, b'chol yoim, every day, einoy reshus hayabim. The Mechaber is soisem dvarav, that you need to have 600,000 people crossing, passing by on the road itself, to make the road into reshus hayabim. So Moshe Feinstein and Igas Moshe is medayik the Rashi's, and if you look at the Emes, I think it's chopped off there, but the Beragoyla is Metzayan, that the Makor for this Yesh Oimrim is Rashi, Eirvin Davov Amud Aleph. He tells to the Rashi, Eir Shematzuyin Ba Shishim Riboy, to Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy. So Moshe Feinstein is Metzayan, the steer in the Rashi's, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Moshe wants to say as a, he wants to say that you need to have in the city 600,000 people. But it's not enough to have 600,000 people in the houses of the city. You need to have 600,000 people on the streets of the city. At one time, Kapshuta. And if you have in the city, on its roads, 600,000 people at one time, that is considered the Shosei Abim Deyaisa.
Why at one time? One second, before the Shulchan Aruch. One second, we'll get to how he answers the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say this. Moshe himself says, Shulchan Aruch says, Ovrim boy. We'll get to how Moshe answers the Shulchan Aruch. But that's how he answers the Rashi's, that Rashi says, Irsha Matsuyin ba, he says, means Matsuyin b'rchoy v'yiseha, it's Matsuy on its roads, Shishim riboy. And when Rashi says Amud Beis, he says he's talking about Yerushalayim, which are Dorsin Boy, which are walking in it. It's not on a certain specific road. They're Doris on the roads of Yerushalayim. That's the Rishos Rabim Deyaisa. Zokter Moshe, but if that's the case, that all the roads, you can look at it combined, to turn all the roads that are Tezayin Amud wide into a Rishos Rabim, that's only in a Ir. Because in a Ir, there's a city. So you can combine all the roads. When you're on an intercity road, you're on a stratia, there's no ir there, there's no shishim riboy, there's no where you're going to take the people from to get shishim riboy. Zokta Moshe, avada on avada, Rashi will agree that you need shishim riboy oivrim boy. You need 600,000 people to pass a certain point, b'chol yoim, every day. So Zokta Moshe, that the Mechaber, and it bothers him why the Mechaber decided to talk about a highway. He bothers him, but that's what he says. Mikoyach HaDoichek in the Rashis, he says the Mechaber is talking about a highway where it's an intercity road, and therefore you need a Hashishim Riboy Oivrim Boy B'chol Yoim. Masha Enkein, when you come into a city, then you don't need Shishim Riboy B'chol Yoim, all you need is Shishim Riboy Metsuyin Boy, on the roads of the city. Lemaisa the Ramban argues on Rashi, and the Ramban says you don't need Shishim Riboy, all you need is the street should be Tel Zayin Amos wide. And they talk the Ramban. The Ramban, I just want to read the Ramban. The Ramban, you have it here also, and it's the fifth paragraph, it starts with Soif Dova. The Ramban says like this. V'soiv dava ein lano lamasha muzke b'talmud. All we have is what he says in the Gemara, Rishus Arabim, Sheish Esrei Amma, Rishus Arabim is 16 Amas wide, the Gamrinon Mimishkon, Kedi Yisra Perak Azoyek, V'sheinei Mekura, he can't have a roof, Kedi Aminon Perakamad the Shabbos. Avo diurin, people living around it, lo yalfinon. We don't learn out from the Mishkon how many people have to be there. Hilkoch, ko mavui, shemefulash, b'shnei yoshov, umechuven, ad chutz lemdina, a very interesting word the Ramban says, shemefulash b'shnei yoshov, you need mefulash on both sides, and not only that, umechuven, ad chutz lemdina, v'yoichev shesh esrei amohu, hu reshutz harabim gmura, kechol ayoyos, ubechol kvorem sheba'olam. So the Ramban says that a Rishus Hayabim, the definition of a Rishus Hayabim is any road that's Tezayin Amma wide, that's Mefulash or Mechuvan at Chutz Lamdina. The Ramban later on, when he's talking about Platya, and the Ramban holds that Platya and Mechitzas don't work for the Platya. Even if you put Mechitzas on the Platya itself, on the square. And the Ramban's explaining what's the Lomdus. Zog the Ramban, it's on the second last paragraph towards the end. Avo platyo gdoilo shel ir, rechovo harbe, shaharabim miskabtsim sham lashuk, vehi rechovo shel ir, kiven shaharabim kvuim vo'indim sham kol ayoim, zeh reshos harabim gemura. That's the reshos harabim gemura, it's even more than a stratia. Because the Ramban understands that what makes the reshos harabim is when you have a reshos, where the reshos is shayich l'rabim. That means the rabbim are miskabtim sham v'oimdim sham kol ayoyim. So that reshus is a reshus where it's shimush, it's mashamush the rabbim, it's the rabbim's marketplace. Zog the Ramban, does the reshus the rabbim gemura? A stratia, a road. Zog the Ramban, how is the reshus the rabbim? Because it's shayach to the hiluch of the rabbim. That the rabbim, what road do they use to walk? To travel, they use a strategy to go from one city to the other city. The Ramban says earlier, the Lashon, it's Mosul L'chol Ha'olam, it's a road that's shayach to the Rabbim. So when you're dunning it, what Rishus this is, it's not a Rishus that's shayach to a Yechidim, and Punkti Yechidim, there's a lot of different Yechidim, but it's shayach to the Rabbim because it's shayach to everybody. But that's what it is. Zog the Ramban. No, so Mamela Zog the Ramban that you need as a Rishul Sari Abim is any road that's Tel Zayin Amma and it goes through the city. It's Mefulash, because you have the Tanai of Mefulash, and it's Tel Zayin Amma wide. Demos it blives the Rishul Sari Abim. Now Lachoya, and if you look at Shulchan Aruch, this is the first day in Shulchan Aruch. The first day in Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention at all Shishim Riboy. The first day in Shulchan Aruch is Ezer Rishus Ayabim, Rechoivois Ushvokim Harchovim Yudvav Amma, Ve'enom Mekurim, Ve'en Lamchoima, Afilim Yesh Lamchoima, Philoshim Mishal Shai, Haver Rishus Ayabim. Without Shishim Riboy, the first day in Shulchan Aruch holds, Tel Zayin Amma alone is enough to make a Rishus Ayabim. Lemaisa Lechoira, even the Ramban could agree that not every street would blibe Rishus Ayabim just because it's Tel Zayin Amma wide. The reason being is because the heft of what a Rishus Ayabim is that it's shayach to the Ayabim, that means this is the road which the Ayabim use for their hiluch. Now what happens if you have a mavui, a small little road, and punk they built it wide, but the ikir ishtamshus of the road, it's not like a platya which is made for Bnei Ha'ir. It's not like a road that's mechuvan from one side of the city to the other side of the city. It's a road which, by definition, it was made for the ishtamshus of the people that live there. The people that live on that road, they need a road to get there. They need a road that the people who come visit them should be able to come to them. But it's not a road which is shaykh bechevtza to the rabbim. Could be the Ramban will agree that that road isn't a Rishus Ayabim.
Are you stressing that to a no-through road or even a through road?
Could be even a through road. We'll explain. I'll bring a raya for that Gemara Meforeshes. One day we'll bring a raya for that Gemara Meforeshes. Kepshutoi. The Gemara zogt in Shabbos Davov, what's a Rishus Ayabim? Zogt the Gemara, Shatya uflatya umuvois amfuloshin. Zogt Rashi, what's muvois amfuloshin? Tel Zayin Amma wide. And still, it has to connect you from one stratia to the other stratia, from one platia to the other platia. The Rambam, which doesn't pass like Rashi v'negei Shishim Riboy, he also says, what's muvois amfuloshin? It's a road that's Tel Zayin Amma wide, and it connects you between two Rishus Ayabims. The Shaila is, if it's Tel Zayin Amma wide, it's Rishus Ayabim mitzad zich. Was darf man onkumen? Why do we need to come on bichlal that is connecting me from one Rishus Ayabim to the other Rishus Ayabim bichlal? Why does the Ramban need to say umechuven at chutzlam dina? It goes at chutzlam dina. You have a little road on the side street. It's Tel Zayin Amma wide. It's a Rishus Ayabim. The pshat is because the Ramban himself is moida that a road which isn't shayach l'yabim, it's not a road which it is shtamshus and the hiluch that is done on that road is a hiluch from Yabim, Zog the Ramban, it's not going to be a Rishus Ayabim. Because the heft of what a Rishus Ayabim is it's made for the Ishtamshus of Yabim. Now the Ramban argued on Rashi on one Nakuda. How do we define Rabim? Rashi comes along and Rashi defines Rabim. Rabim has to be the same Rabim that was in the Mishkan. Shishim Riboy. Zog the Ramban, no, any Rabim, but the road has to be a road that's shayach to the Rabim, not just any wide mavui suddenly becomes into a Rishus Ayabim. So it comes out that everyone agrees to this Nakuda Lechoya, that the definition of what a Rishus Ayabim is it's a road which is a hishtamshus for the Rabim. And the whole Machloikas, Rashi and the Ramban, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, are only how we see the Rabbim shayach to the road. Or which Rabbim, how big of a Rabbim does it have to be? That's the Shaila. As the Ramban says, if it's the main thoroughfare of the city, or it connects to Rishus Ayabims, then that's Bechefz the Rishus Ayabim. If it's made as a through road for the people of the city, that's Rishus Ayabim. If it's a market square, which is Vaita, it's made for the Hishtamshus of the people of the city. Masha Enkein, Rashi says that no, it has to be it has to be Shaykh to such a Rabbim from Shishim Riboy. And in Rashi, the way the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, it would be that to be Shaykh to the Rabbim, you need the Rabbim to go on it. And Ramosha says, no, you don't need the Rabbim to actually travel on the road to be Shaykh to Rabbim. If you have Rabbim using all the surrounding roads, and that's the thoroughfare of the city, then you can look at all the roads as one, and Mamela, it's all one big Rishus Ayabim. Lemaisa, If you look in Tosfos on Amud Beis, I'm not discussing the Shmud of Tosfos, I just want the pictures in Tosfos. Tosfos, on top, the first picture, Tosfos is defining a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's Tez Zayin Amud wide. In middle, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim narrows. It gets less than Tez Zayin Amud wide. And then later on it continues, and it widens again, and it becomes wider than Tez Zayin Amud. So Tosfos's Nidan is, what happens if the people who live, let's say, in the middle part, where it's narrower than Tez Zayin Amud, can they close off the entrance? They want to put a Lech in the Tzuras HaPesach on each side of that little piece, in the middle. Because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim needs glosses, that's clear. But Rosh Hashanah Rabbim needs to be Tez Zayin Amud. That's the first tonight from the Shosei Rabbim is Tez Zayin Amud. So can the Bnei Ham, the people who live on this little piece in the middle of the Shosei Rabbim, can they put a lech in a Tzuras HaPesach or not? And Tosfos says, Avadon, Avadon, not. They cannot. Because this little piece in the middle, even though it's not Tez Zayin Amud wide, has a halacha of the Shosei Rabbim Gemura. Why? Because on one side you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and on the other side you also have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the way the traffic, the hiluch, the people who are walking on this Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how do they cross the derech hiluch on from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? They go straight, so the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim narrows. We view it all as one road, and therefore, even if in part of the road it's less than Tez Zayin Amud wide, it has a lot of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the only way you can make an eruv is glossies. Masha Enkein. If you look in the second picture of Tosfos, it's very different. Because over there, you have one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim running one way. And then you have parallel further down another Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And in the middle, you have a mavui which connects the two streets. It connects the two streets. So this mavui, Zog Tosfos, that's what the Gemara means, Muvoi Samfoloshin Le Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because it's not on the path of the direct path of travel of the people of the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if they go straight, they never touch the Mavui. It's only if they make a left-hand turn or a right-hand turn, depends which direction they're coming, that's when they're going to hit the Mavui. Masha'enke, in the first picture, if they're going straight, in the first picture of Taizah, they're going to get through the Mavui. They're going to have to squeeze through the Mavui. So Azeizok Taizah. Lemaisa, you can clarify Shaila, what's going to be the halacha if you have the second picture of Tosfos, you have Mavoi Samfoloshin Le Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you have people who are walking along the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they use this as a shortcut. They make a left hand turn onto this little Mavoi, and they cut across to get to the other main road, the other big Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you have a lot of people which are using this as a shortcut. Does that give us the hiluch of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim turns, will that turn this mavui into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself? Mitzad Atzmai. So this is a big machlokes Rishonim. The Agoyes Oshri and the Beinu Peretz say Mefurish that if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Deyaisa and people, the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim turn off the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a mavui, which is less than even Yud Amos. It's a small, tiny, narrow mavui, less than 6 meters wide. But that's the way the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim walk. Not just one off. It's a normal way how they use that mavui. Zok that goes Oshri, it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It becomes a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the mele to close off this mavui, you're going to need glosses. If you look, the Goyes Oshri is here, and the second paragraph he says Halacha ketanakama v'sagi b'tzuras haPesach. He passes like Tanakama. All you need is a lechi v'koyin b'tzuras haPesach. V'davka the leker b'kia ela mibnei mavui. The people entering this side street are only people who live there, or maybe their guests. Aval im baki kol bnei yoir mikan umikan derech oisei mavui amfulash. Oz loisagi betzurias haPesach the osir yabim vatle mechitza va'afagav lehave elayud. The Agoyes Oshri says mefurish as if you're going to have the travel, the hiluch of the Yabim, going through a side road, it's going to automatically turn it into the same as the top picture in Toifas, that the way the Yabim go through, it becomes the Rishos HaYabim, Zogda Goyiz Ashi, that the hiluch of the Bnei Yair, when they turn into the Mavui, it doesn't matter which way they turn, but if that's the way the people from the Rishos HaYabim travel, that makes it into Rishos HaYabim. Lemaisa the Rashba in Chidushim is Choylek Lahedya on the Agoyis Ashri. He doesn't bring down the Agoyis Ashri because he was a lot before. But Lemaisa, he says like this: Shanichnosim min Arishus Lemavui, the people which are going on the Rishus Rabim and are turning into the Mavui, tzrichim lihisakim, they need a turn, ulehikoneis, and to enter. Ve'enon nichnosim boi b'yoysha, they don't go straight. Lefichach nira ha-Mavui k'shus acheres, ve'enoi min reshus ha-Yabim. Zogt Rashba, that if you have to turn off the reshus ha-Yabim, doesn't matter if everyone's turning, but if it's a turn, and you're turning off the Rishos HaYabim onto a different road, it's nearer to Rishos HaKheres. It looks like a different road. And Mamela Vibalt, it looks like a different road. It doesn't get a Torah to Rishos HaYabim. The Machlaikas, the Yashba and the Agoyis Oshri, L'choyra, the longest of the Machlaikas is how they understand the Chiddush Din from Tosfos on the first picture. The Agoyis Ashi understands that what defines the Rishos HaYabim is a hiluch of and a bekia of Tez Zayin Amma. And if you have a hiluch, a derech of Rishos HaYabim, the people, the traffic flow of Rishos HaYabim, and you squeeze them and concentrate them onto a small road, Zog the Agoyis Ashi, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they turn or how many times they turn, but if it's that traffic flow, Funder Rishos HaYabim, that's going through a side road, that turns every single road that traffic flow flows into Rishos HaYabim. Even if it's pockets for Yud Tvachim, for Yud Amas. Aber, the Yashba learns that no, the Lomdus from Taisvus, and Taisvus is also mashma like this, because Taisvus is Taisvim Dvayov, that the Lomdus is that when it's going in one direction, Zog Taisvus, even if it's narrow, it's all one road. Not because the traffic flow is going through. I think you need the traffic to go through, but what makes it one Rishos HaYabim is because it looks like one road. It pumped out a little bend in the middle, it had a kvetch, but be'etzem, the heft of the road is one Rishos HaYabim. And the mail of about it ain't Rishos HaYabim, Zokter Ashba, the demos it gets a din Rishos HaYabim, even though it's narrower than Taz Zayin. Masha Enkin, if you have to make a left-hand turn, or a right-hand turn, Tzichim Lis'akim, Zokter Ashba, doesn't matter how much hiluch you're going to have, it's not going to turn something that's not a Rishos HaYabim into a Rishos HaYabim. Lemaise, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Zayin, in Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskens dialoche. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, Muvois ha-rechovim yud vavamo, that's to Zayin, umiskatzrim b'ktsosom, it narrows in part of it, ve'em b'em yud vavamo, Yesh oimrim shim orkon la oirech Rishos HaYabim, if it's going in the direction of the travel of the Rishos HaYabim, harei hein Rishos HaYabim. Had a lock of Rishos HaYabim. So the Mechaber paskens the Yesh oimrim, that's the first picture of Teisvus, that's Triashva. If you're going la oirech Rishos HaYabim, even if part of it is narrower, it has a halacha of Rishos HaYabim. In Sif Tes, the Mechaber comes along and he says another halacha. The Makoi for this second halacha is a Rosh, which says something like this: Muvois arechovim yud gimul amma v'shlish, v'shnei roshayin mefuloshim l'rishos HaYabim. That means this is the second picture of Taisvas. The roads, the two sides of the roads are mefulosh, each side connecting one Rishos HaYabim to the other. Shu roichav, and the Rishos HaYabim is wide yud vav. Yesh oimrim shehu Rishos HaYabim. So the Goyim Muchas, he bothers him very much, Memonavshech, what's going on over here in Sif Tes? If there's no Bekia, that means people aren't traveling through it, then what's Yud Gimul Amma V'Shlish? That's the Gemara which says, Mavois Am Falashim Lo Yishos HaYabim, Oysa Lechim Mikan V'Tzuras HaPesach Mikan. Right? So the Goyin says, Al Korchach, the Mechaber has to be talking about the Rosh, that you have a Bekia, which means the flow of traffic the Mechaber is talking about, is the traffic from the Rishos HaRabim is turning, making a turn onto this Mavui, and then that gives the Din Rishos HaRabim. Azeizog the Goyin. The Baya is that if his paskening, like the Agoyis Oshri, that when you make a left-hand turn or a right-hand turn, you get a halacha of Rishos HaRabim, then where does he get this shir of Yud Gimel Amos V'Shlish? Where does he get this din of Yud Gimel Amos V'Shlish? Even without Yud Gimel Amos V'Shlish, the Agoyis Oshri says Meforish, even if it's Yud. So why does the Rosh make up the pshara? It has to be Yud Gimel Amos V'Shlish. L'chayr, the pshat's like this. L'chayr, the Rosh learned, and that's the second Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tes, that Avada on Avada, if you're going to have a Hiluch of Rishos HaRabim, that in itself won't turn every road into Rishos HaRabim. If you're going to take all of the Bnei Rishos HaRabim, and you're going to squeeze them onto a road of Yud, Zog the Rosh, Avada Nishvi Dagoyiz Oshri. Avada you can't make into Rishos HaRabim. Zog the Rosh, but Yud Gimul Amma V'Shlish, it's not a Rishos HaRabim in itself, because it's not Tazayin Amma. But together with the Hiluch from Rishos HaRabim, it becomes the Rishos HaRabim. The pshat from them is, because Yud Gimul Amma V'Shlish is not something that's mufka from being Rishos HaRabim. So Memela, if you have the Hiluch of a Tazayin Amma, which is squeezed into the Yud Gimul Amma V'Shlish, Zog the Rosh, that's together with them, that it's something that could be Rishos HaRabim, even if in itself it's not Rishos HaRabim, Zog the Rosh, the Hiluch is going to make it into Rishos HaRabim.
Is he saying this
to Tinder Reis? He's saying this to Tinder Reis, he's saying that if you're going to have Yud Gimul Amma V'Shlish, it's not really relevant today because all our roads are Tazayin Amma. But if you're going to have Yud Gimul Amma V'Shlish, a road, and the way the Hiluch of Rishos HaRabim, they turn over there, that's going to turn to Rishos HaRabim.
One thing you said before, on the Platia, there's no question around Ramban. Is there no tikkun that can be done? The Platia, the chitzis can't work. The Ramban says it's a kfum v'ayim.
Yeah.
There's no,
in Yishanai,
so even
glosses
shouldn't be
able to. Glosses
work?
L'chayr not. Yeah. Sorry? Yud Gimel V'Shlish comes from the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda. So they say it's something that's roi for four agolas going in and out. That's where it comes. That the sheer agolas in the midbar was four agolas. Zog de Levush, the Magen Avraham brings them up. That Yud Gimel V'Shlish, they can squeeze one in, one out, so you could also get four agolas. So it's not mufka from being a Rishos HaRabim. It's something that could be a Rishos HaRabim because it could have four agolas like they were in the Mishkan. That's where Yud Gimel V'Shlish comes from. Lemaisa, Pasibiroif. Yeah. Lemaisa, we'll go back to the Rashi at the beginning. Rashi says, we asked a question on Rashi.
Rishos HaRabim, let's discuss less than Yud Gimel V'Shlish.
Right. Avada. Because that's in the direction of travel. That's La'oyrech Rishos HaRabim, which means you don't have to turn. So then you view it as one road.
Yeah. If you can have Rishos HaRabim less than Yud Gimel Amos V'Shlish.
No, but it's called a different lambda. Over there, you're not making that road in itself, mitzad itself into Rishos HaRabim. What you're doing is, you're viewing the whole thing, the beginning and the end, you have big wide roads. In the middle, you have like a bump. So you don't look at the middle like a separate mavui. You look at all as one big Rishos HaRabim. That comes from Pasei Biro. It comes from a different sugya where it's the sheer Tazayin comes from four agolas in the midbar. And so they say that by Yud Gimel Amma V'Shlish, it's possible to get four wagons going through when one enters and one exits, which means they'll have to squeeze. But you could get four agolas. That's where it comes from. Because that's not something that can become a Rishos HaRabim mitzad itself. It's only coming Rishos HaRabim because you have on both sides Rishos HaRabim, so it's one road with those roads. So we don't have to view, we don't have to take a magnifying glass and look at every little piece of Rishos HaRabim, do we have Tazayin Amma here. As long as the beginning and the end are a major throughfare, they're major Rishos HaRabim, Mashenkin a turn, Zog the Yashba, we look at it as a separate road. It's a whole separate road. You can't make one road out of it. You can't make one road out of it. So the only way you're going to make your Shosh Rabim is because you have the traffic flow. Not because it's one road. It's not one road. It turns. It's a whole different road.
So why does the Shir of Yidu Malam turn?
Because the Shir comes because it has to be Ro'ui for four Agolos.
Then I understand, but why?
Because if it's Yud Amos, then the Rosh holds, and as they hold the Shulchan Aruch, then it's not something that could be a Rosh Hashanah. So you punct have a traffic of a Rosh Hashanah is something that's mufka from being a Rosh Hashanah. You can't, because it's only Yud. It's a road mitzad itself that's Yud Amos. A road that mitzad itself, Yud Amos, you can't make that road mitzad atzma into Rosh Hashanah. It's not mufka from being. I mean, if you have the right traffic, you have the right hiluch from Bnei Yishos Rabim, it's something that's shaykh. Lamaisa, we asked the shayla on Rashi, how to learn the Rashi, the Vava Madalef. Rashi is mashma that you only need mefulash and mechuvan mishal l'shar only by irsha yesh lam choyma. Irsha ein lam choyma, Rashi didn't say that you need mefulash. And l'choyra, I found the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh goes b'derech Rashi. And l'choyra, what he says, explains the Rashi. He says like this. V'hu shir d'rshus l'rabim is talking about Tezayin Amo, d'mlecha Shabbat v'mishkan gamrinon, v'hoyo mefulash mishnei tzdodim, u'bemidba hoyo oyolim v'enei mesuvav b'choyma. And so he says, Avada Rashi, L'choyra holds you need Mefulash, Dumya the Digle Midbar, even by Ein Lem Choyma. Now the question is, what's called Mefulash? What's called Mefulash? What does Mefulash mean? Says, Do'a Gresa Machlekes Rishonim, we showed before the Rashba and Avodah Zakodesh, and the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rashba, is that Pischeyen Mechuvonim Ze Keneged Ze. The Taich of Mefulash means that the entrances are opposite each other. You have an entrance and you have an exit and they're opposite. I don't know if it has to be exact, but you need at least part of the Pesach to be called Pischeyen Mechuvonim. Ze keneged ze, you need that the openings are opposite each other. The Rivosh in Tshuva Simen Tov Hei says Lehedia that Mefulash doesn't need to be straight. All you need is, it shall enter the city and exit the city. And he said that you're going to enter and exit the city on one road that turns to the right, not a road that continues straight and you have to turn off it. But when you have one road that turns to the right and it exits the city on the right-hand side of the city, Zog de Rivosh in Simen Tov Hei, as Avada on Avada, that's considered Mefulash. As they Zog de. Rashi L'choyra is making a pshara. And Rashi is saying like this. Rashi is saying, Ein Lam Choyma needs Mefulash. Avada Ein Lam Choyma needs Mefulash. Just Mefulash could be Efshe like the Rivosh. You don't need that it should be mechuvan mishah l'shah, which is ke'en v'zirash v'zav pischeyen mechuvanim ze keneged ze. Rashi says that by yesh lem choyma, so since it's surrounded by a wall, then if you're going to turn, you're going to see that this road has mechitzas. And mamele, you're not going to see bichlal that it's mefulash. Of them, zav Rashi, oy shohoyer reshus rabim shlom mechuvan mishal l'shar, and you have to put a comma after that. She mefulash doymel adigle midbar. You need it to be mechuvan mishal l'shar kedei that you should be able to consider a mefulash doymel adigle midbar. Avada on avada by the midbar it wasn't mechuvan mishal l'shar efshe. By the midbar it was mefulash. It was entering and exiting. But kedei that when you have a ir sheyesh lem choyma, so if you're entering here and you're turning, then the mechitzas over here disturb the pilush. So the mele to be able to consider it mefulash, for that you need mechuvah mishal l'shar. And I just want to read one line in the Rivosh. The Rivosh says, v'hu adin ayor she'ein lem choyma sheyosh yerushot hayam shal mefulashim. Ve'im u'kofim choyma. Now he adds mechuvan or mefulash mishal l'shar. Then it's also considered. So by ein lam choyma, all he says is mefulashim, and by yesh lam choyma, zok de Rav Yoh, he adds that mechuvan or mefulash mishal l'shar. Shekoy.